Now, it's been an issue that we've seen quite often in music, especially Afrocentric music like hip-hop, that there is this critique. Most of the art critics, most of these people that are judging these albums or these art pieces, seem to be, seem to be old white dudes. That is the establishment of the critiques. So, is that situation all right, do you think, or should there be some sort of division when it's talking about Afrocentric music that it should only be critiqued by these minority groups?
I think that there is a fair amount of evidence that suggests that the way that the popular music canon has come to be dominated by white male groups is partly connected to the fact that we have mostly had white male music critics in the past. Mm-hmm. Because one of the things that people do when they listen to things is they respond more positively to things that reflect their own experience. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's just a human reaction. Everybody does that. So you can understand then that people would think that if white males try to assess the work of an important African-American female artist, that it is not going to reflect their experience. So there will be things that they're not going to understand about what's going on in it.
Mm.
I think that the idea that they then should just not speak about it at all would, I think, to most people be seen as a little bit problematic. Like, one thing we don't want to do around these sorts of issues is to shut people out of the debate, because that means that they won't engage with the debate and they're not going to get anything out of it. They're not going to change their opinion about anything. I think what has become important, though, and that people are talking about a lot, is the idea that people should maybe be listening more than they have in the past to these new experiences that are being put into the popular culture domain. And I think that if this idea of listening and listening carefully before you try and speak, and being prepared to also take on board the things that people might come back at you with, if they are coming from a place where they might understand these things in a different way to you, then that's actually really positive progress that we're making there.
Now, the new album, it's being held up as this feminist and Afrocentric work. Obviously, Beyoncé has been getting more and more political of late, especially in her work. And the Super Bowl performance she put on was criticised for being quite heavily political. However, if you look at the credits for Lemonade, you'll find the majority of the album was written or produced by men. Does this actually factor in how it should be approached as a statement from a minority figure?
I think that's an interesting thing to bring up. And I think that one of the things we need to remember in relation to Beyoncé and her work is that at its core, it is a work for commercial consumption. So Beyoncé is interested in making money and in her getting her work out to as many people as possible, which I suppose making money is a big factor in that. And you can see that through things like the way that the album is now only available through Tidal, although I think she's going to go on to other services soon as well. So she's a businesswoman at the end of the day. And I think that something like having a lot of people coming in and having input into her work is a reflection of that. I think that the thing that people are focusing on a bit, though, is the way that she has really strongly incorporated ideas from African-American and African culture in a really prominent way. And that's just not something that we see a lot in very highly selling big cultural items. So it is making a bit of a shift there, yeah.
Well, it is quite interesting because that kind of stays with the point. As I say, she was criticised for this Super Bowl performance. She's criticised for becoming so, it almost seems like a sharp turn, becoming so sharply political all of a sudden. Does the commercial aspect of this work, or really any work, impact its validity as a statement as well?
I think it can do both things. I think music can be political and also be very commercial. I suppose there is a question about the point at which the commercial aspect negates the politics. So, for instance, if you had a band, and this would be the case with some punk bands, for instance, who talked a lot about socialism and talked about sharing and community, but acted in a way that was contrary to that, then I suppose that message starts to get diluted and people start to ask questions about, you know, things like hypocrisy. But mixed in with all of that stuff is always this thing that sits under our assessment of popular music, which is this question of authenticity. Like, do we think it's real? Do we think it's somehow expressing something fundamental, either to the person or to us? And the question of commercialism always then makes people think, ooh, is it really real, or is it just something that people are doing for money? I think that gets really complicated when you have an artist like Beyoncé, who is coming from a group that has been marginalised economically, as well as being marginalised in a whole bunch of other ways. So the relationship that group has to commercial success is very different to the way that we might think about it in more white popular culture expressions. Mm.
So it seems, as you sort of touched there, Catherine, before, it seemed, I don't personally listen to a lot of Beyonce, but for a lot of these critics that are perhaps, you know, critiquing these things or listening to these things and making these criticisms, there is a need to be listening as well, listening to these minority groups, listening to the shared voices rather than just the privileged ones.
Absolutely. And I think we're seeing that shifting in a few different places in popular culture at the moment. We're seeing the voices of women, I think, being heard in a bit of a different way than they have been in the past. Clearly the voices of people like African American artists being heard differently. And you also have groups like transgender rights is something that's been being talked about a lot lately as well. And I think the message that we're hearing from all of these groups is, look, just please listen to what our experiences are and really try and take that on board before trying to judge us or trying to make statements about what we're doing.
Well, Catherine, thank you very much. Do appreciate your time joining us and give us a bit of an insight into this one.
Thank you very much.